Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already August the 10th of the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 2 at 2. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. All right, Kurt's missing in action. We'll move right along. Joel Skousen, our guest with us. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Sam.
All right, there's so many debates that are sideshows in the media now. It's amazing. Now, a lot of people believe Donald Trump is against the establishment. A lot of people believe that they really want to take him down now. See, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I believe it's all manipulated. I believe they're playing games to the highest order, so to speak. And so the battle rages. We got a sideshow now between Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump's comments were ill-advised. However, women have been attacking men with those kind of same statements forever. I mean, men are basically sex-driven pigs anyway. And so it goes on and on and on. But it's a sideshow to the real debate. And I personally believe, and let's get Joel Skousen's take on this, I believe Donald Trump is an insider. Carly Fiorina said that Bill Clinton called Donald Trump and asked him to run. Don't know if that's true, but I do know this. If the mainstream press didn't want Donald Trump to get play, he wouldn't get play. He who owns the media makes the rules, if you will. He's playing a useful idiot purpose at this point for him, isn't he?
Well, I'm not so sure that would be the proper term. He's certainly being used for a specific purpose. We have to remember that in 2012, Donald Trump ran for president. He got hardly any press at all. And this time around, he got a huge amount of press, and they were able to bolster his early polling numbers up into the high 20s. And just because, you know, you're every day in the news, people are going to respond that way in terms of polling. Of course, they can, you know, fudge a lot of polling, too, as I've explained before in the World Affairs Brief. But the purpose of promoting Trump was so that they could denigrate the specific positions that he would take, and he was the one who was making several outlandish and
In other words, what he'd do is he'd take a legitimate point, a legitimate issue, he'd make outrageous statements about it, then they could just claim that's untouchable, it's extreme, and not really deal with the reality of the issue, but deal with the Donald belligerence of the issue, so to speak.
That's precisely what's been going on, and it has worked. Every single one of the candidates have shied away from the immigration agenda, which is primarily one of the major manipulative agendas of the powers that be in the news media, is to get the Republicans to take an pro-amnesty approach without calling it amnesty, based upon the reaction to Donald Trump's statements. For example, Donald Trump said Mexico is sending people across the border, which is inaccurate. Facilitating, yes. Obviously opening the door, not running any patrols, not trying to stop any of the coyotes, letting people from South America ride atop trains coming from Guatemala, you know, right through Mexico without clearing them off the top of the trains, without sending them back. So this is facilitating, but not sending. You can't prove sending. And so by choosing that word and defending that word without any evidence, he laid himself open to attacking them. And then, of course, there was the depiction of all illegal aliens as rapists and criminals. And there is documents to prove that there's a much larger rise in crimes with the illegal immigrants and some tremendous murders that have occurred with illegal immigrants who have been deported four or five times to keep coming across the border. So he's right about that, but he's always extreme in the position so that the media conveniently can counter and denigrate what he says.
Now, do you think he's part of that plan? In other words, is he doing it on purpose as a plan, or is he just doing what he does and they're taking advantage of it?
Well, it's hard to say. Clearly, there is evidence that you can't trust the positions that Donald Trump takes. He has taken a position in favor of single health care, or government-provided health care, and now he's against Obamacare. He's taken positions, you know, pro Hillary Clinton and pro Bill Clinton, and now he's against them. And so, he's, you know, these are not positions that a long-term conservative would take. And but he does have a flair for the dramatic. He has played to the Tea Party. I can't tell whether or not they just know how to read Donald Trump, and they know that by giving him a lot of press that he will, in fact, you know, shoot these issues in the foot that they want to destroy, or whether or not he's knowingly part of them. You know, I don't trust him personally. He seems to come across, you know, pretty sincere about the things. He certainly convinced a lot of conservatives. The problem now with the media is that they're having to now reverse course and destroy Donald Trump. Because remember, they, if I'm right, they build him up in order to destroy the causes that he would espouse in his exaggerated way. And now they have to take him down so that the vote can accrue to one of their planned candidates, the moderate, that they will come out to showcase. And of course, you know, they've sidetracked Cruz and Rand Paul, the two legitimate conservatives, even though they have compromising tendencies, still their backgrounds have long been conservative libertarian and fairly consistently so, and they've taken the hard cases, you know, against Obamacare, against NSA spying. Very few have done that, except those two. And those two, I think, clearly the ones the establishment wants to make sure don't get the nomination. And so there was a tremendous amount of manipulation in this first debate. The greatest manipulation occurred in the selection of who's going to be in the top 10. They brought John Kasich in and Chris Christie, I believe, is the one they originally wanted to promote. But he shot himself in the foot with the Bridgegate controversy. And so John Kasich is being promoted. And he was a fairly liberal Republican congressman from Ohio for many years, then became a, you know, fairly fiscally conservative governor of Ohio. You know, he's got a background that I don't trust. He is a globalist, and they're positioning him. He gets a lot of funding from globalists, and so he's one to watch out for. They are promoting. I don't think he's got the charisma of Jeb Bush. And Jeb Bush seems to be the one that they were playing to in the debates to build up.
Yeah, the interesting thing is he underperformed and lost the debate big time. I almost think that was on purpose as well. He was lackluster at best. He didn't have a stage presence at all. He stumbled and stammered and seemed kind of confused and didn't do well at all. I think that's basically saying let's have him kind of play it close, play it low, lay low, and we'll break you out later in time, right?
I don't think so. I just think it was a poor performance. Like, you know, you have to go out of your way to say something spectacular. If you just act normal, as Bush did, and he gave some normal answers, they gave him softball questions, I mean, you're going to come out flat. So you've really got to, I mean, Rand Paul went overboard in his attack mode, both in Trump and Christie, so it came out a little bit strident, which didn't play to his favor. Cruz came out okay. But it's interesting that, depending on your point of view, everybody was pushing their own particular favorite as the winner. And but I want to concentrate mostly in this discussion on how the Fox News, as the implement of the establishment, and they're not conservative in any way. They're run by Rupert Murdoch, a globalist. They're taking the controlled opposition position.
Let's get to the manipulated debates in just a second, but Kurt wanted to kind of mention that now women are saying back off Trump. There's two women that support Trump. One of them is the woman that Megyn Kelly referred to about being on her knees, and that woman, believe it or not, said, I don't even remember Trump's comments. Trump says all kinds of outlandish things. I don't think he meant any harm by it. And now there's a couple of women that are supporting Trump for president. So this might be bad news for Megyn Kelly in the end, making such a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. What I find fascinating is Megyn tried to call Trump about that statement about a woman on her knees, but didn't the former president of the United States literally put a woman on her knees in the Oval Office and lie about it? Why didn't Trump should have responded with that, huh?
Well, Megyn Kelly was playing the attack dog. I mean, this was not a debate. A debate is where you put the issues out and you have candidates compare different positions on issues. This was an attack debate to attack personal candidates and then to leave other candidates completely unscathed so that they could be throwing softball questions. Nothing. And, you know, that's just not ethical. Everyone ought to be really riled up about the attack mode that Megyn Kelly went into and Beyer went into, you know, against Dr. Carson and Trump in particular. And then to throw those softball questions to Jeb Bush, like, you know, talking to Marco Rubio, address Governor Bush, you know, and ask him, you know, why you should be have more experience compared to a sitting governor. I mean, just like pointing to the champion and say, you know, why don't you, you know, tell us why you should be better than him.
All right, quick pause. Joel Skousen with us, worldaffairsbrief.com. So two black women are calling Trump my man. Megan, you hit below the belt. You should have run it by me first. Details in seconds.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Turns out the black chicks are taking on Megyn Kelly. Now, black chicks for Trump, you might call it. It's very interesting to say the least, Kurt. They're warning Megyn Kelly to back off Trump, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. According to the AmericanMirror.com, a couple of black women, you know, have come out and said, hey, cut it out, leave our man alone, you know, that kind of stuff. I guess they were interviewed on, you know, a program when Ed Berliner is the host, and he asked this, you know, these two ladies, how they fell out of line with the traditional black female supporters of the Democratic Party. And one of them said, well, listen, we have our own minds and we can no longer be spoon-fed. We can pick up our own forks and eat for ourselves. We have our own minds to think for ourselves. Stop believing everything those Democrats tell you. If our man Donald Trump gets this, we going Republican, baby. She said,
there you have it.
The Tea Party activist Katrina Pearson posted the duo's video on Facebook saying, people don't know how much support that Donald has with black Americans. They may not want to know.
All right, there you have it. So you got deception almost at a feverish pitch on all levels, huh, Joel Skousen?
Well, that's right. And, you know, almost daily, as I watch the headlines on Google News, for example, every day, top of the headline, there's another attack on Trump saying he's got to be taken out of the race. Time magazine. Trump's remarks on women cost him this weekend, as if he lost the election, which he didn't. Most legitimate polls show that they, in fact, you know, really had the most support after the debate. A lot of people thought he was standing up against political correctness, and there was a tremendous amount of applause for that. The Boston Herald took the biggest hit, says GOP presidential hopefuls need more forcefully to differentiate their party's views on women and Hispanics from Donald Trump or risk losing those voting blocks that determine the election. Well, they don't necessarily determine the election. The party base is the most important thing, you know, towards determining the election. But you see what I'm saying is that they have now reversed course. Instead of giving him positive publicity, they're attacking him directly and saying directly, you have to differentiate yourself from Donald Trump on these views on women and Hispanics. And there was an article last week saying that the beneficiary of Donald Trump's exasperating statements is going to be Jeb Bush, the moderate, you know, who has the Hispanic.
Now, why would they promote Jeb Bush when he was lackluster in everything, really?
That doesn't make a difference. I mean, the candidate may fail to do that. That was not purposeful, in my opinion. I think he just simply failed to be outstanding. A lot of it depends on what kind of question you throw. By throwing him softball questions, he didn't have a chance to shine. And that's a failure in strategy on the Fox News team, who was out more concerned to destroy or to get evidence on Trump and to destroy Ben Carson. And, you know, several other candidates by the way that they handled them.
All right. Now, Carly Fiorina was in the second tier. They now say she may have launched herself into the first tier with very cogent, very concise educational answers. She did a great job. Maybe her experience in the hardcore dog-eat-dog business world prepared her better for this than most folks thought. She's the only woman on the roster, so to speak, so she gets kind of a special pass for that. And then the bottom line is now Carly Fiorina takes Megyn Kelly's side. And let's see, what's the phrase here that's used here? GOP breakout Carly Fiorina says she'd be willing to shut down the government to defund Planned Parenthood. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. Do you?
Absolutely not. She's taking positions that'll play to the conservative base and betray them. You've got to remember that Carly Fiorina was put on a special CIA commission and chosen specifically by Michael Hayden, and you don't simply select somebody like that for a CIA oversight commission unless you're a controlled entity. So I'm not trusting of Carly Fiorina. She is, as I wrote in the brief, extremely well-schooled, very careful in her presentations, the opposite of Donald Trump, covers all the bases, convinces a lot of people whenever she gives a speech and makes them fans. So she's a force to be contended with. But I just she's going to ignite the fire of the Republican base, even though she takes certain positions. What I'm worried about, you know, is their promotion of Jeb Bush and John Kasich. They keep being named as the big winners of their respective debates, and it just isn't true. Now, Carly Fiorina did stand out, I think I will admit, in the earlier debate.
Now, what happens then if Carly breaks into the first tier, Trump runs off the rails, and then maybe it'll be a Jeb Bush-Carly-Fiorina race, huh?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to eliminate Trump that carefully or that easily. He's just got too many good one-liners. He just inspires too many people. As I said, I don't think you can trust what he says, but he's got the gift of gab and the ability to put out some
politics. You think he'll go third party or go independent, or do you think that's just a ruse
of
yours?
That was one of the major manipulations for Brett Beyer to start out right off the bat and say, I want a show of hands of who will commit not to run a third party.
By the way, they've never done that in any debate before, have they?
No, it's not a debate. See, that's not a debate question.
That's the point.
That was straight from the Republican National Committee. That was straight from the media kingmakers to say, let's make sure that we commit these people up front, that they won't go off the track. And what that proves is that they're planning on giving us a controlled globalist Republican that the Tea Party is going to regret, and they're going to want to have a third-party candidate. They want to give us a Republican president to undo the backlash over the Obama and Clinton years, and that means that the one who gets the nomination is the one they're going to run for president. So they've got.
And do you think they know that the one they want for president can't beat Hillary on a face-up reality, and so they'll put a third party like Ross Perot candidate to make sure the Republican squeaks in? Is that the agenda?
No, they're running big numbers on Bernie Sanders, especially to draw away votes from Hillary Clinton, and they're giving him a lot of publicity too. So that's their ploy on that. They've also packed the field, you know, to make her look a little more vulnerable. She just doesn't have any charisma. You know, she doesn't have anywhere near the support that the media is putting out. But they're energizing the conservatives by claiming, you know, that it's a tight race and that so-and-so, how they stack up to Hillary, and they're playing Hillary stronger than what she really is. I think if there were an election today, almost any one of these Republicans could beat Hillary. I just don't think the support is really there.
All right, time will tell that. So do you think Trump will go third, or do you think he'll back off that and stay with the Republicans?
No, he won't go third if they want to elect a Republican, because he would draw off Republican votes. So,
yeah, I know, but if they jettison him, if Megan pushes too hard and all the candidates are against him and he basically goes third party, do you think he'll do it?
No, I don't think he will.
No.
I think the powers that be have a tremendous amount of power to influence. I mean, he's subject to the phone call in the night just like anybody else. And he's got a lot to lose. You know, I think they could threaten his empire. They could do a lot of things if he isn't directly controlled. They can keep him from running a third-party candidate if they want a Republican to win. And I just don't think the Americans, are going to tolerate another 8 years or even 4 years of Hillary Clinton. Besides, you know, we're entering the period when we're getting closer and closer to war, in a world war, and I think they want a Republican president to run the war.
So who do you think it'll be? You think it'll really be a Jeb Bush? Are we really going to have Bush 3?
I think that's... I would say there's a 90% chance that the establishment is pushing to have Jeb Bush. I think they'd rather have Chris Christie, but I just don't think it may fly. You know, he's got some skeletons in his closet. It was just came out the other day that, Chris Christie did some cover-up on the 9/11 issue as a prosecutor, and so there's that issue. I think there's always been a lot in Chris Christie's closet, if not from sexual sins, that make it vulnerable.
All right, Joel Skousen with us, ladies and gentlemen. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Commentary on a Troubled World comes out every Friday in your inbox. He wrote a brutal, but yet absolutely brilliant article, How Debates Are Manipulated. Details in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Joel Skousen, our guest. The headline from his latest brilliant article in worldaffairsbrief.com, How Debates Are Manipulated. And you've said several times, and boy do I concur, this isn't a debate. This is a media reality TV show manipulated to push the agenda of the mainstream press in bed with the party. And to force all candidates to go along with current insider views. Isn't that what it's about, Joel?
Absolutely. You know, nothing is more exemplary than Brett Baier's first pointed question about, is there anyone on stage, can I see hands, who's unwilling to tonight to pledge your support to the eventual nominee? Only Trump had the honesty to not take the pledge. You know, the guy may not have style that we agree with, but he's got guts. Then Rand Paul, of course, jumped in and attacked Trump for buying politicians. It came across as kind of petty and bad form.
Now, hasn't Donald Trump paid Ron Paul or Rand Paul too?
What do you mean paid?
Well, hasn't he?
Money. Yeah. He's given money to a lot of different candidates.
And I think that Donald on the stage said, I gave money to you too.
To who?
To Rand.
I don't have all the numbers. But
so I'm just saying we need to do some digging to find out if Rand Paul has taken money from Donald and then says that on the stage, he's lost all credibility, huh?
No, not at all. I mean, it's one thing for someone to give, a conservative is going to take, money from anyone except someone who's completely tainted, and Trump, certainly isn't in that category. It wouldn't be like taking money from the Council on Foreign Relations. But in any case, next, Chris Wallace, directly attacked Ben Carson outright, talking about the mistakes that he'd made in statements off the cuff about Baltic states not part of NATO and Alan Greenspan being Treasury Secretary. You know, with these basic mistakes, doesn't this raise legitimate questions about whether you're ready to be president? But he responded, very well, frankly, to it and said, mistakes are made, but, this is a learning process, et cetera, et cetera. Came across okay. Wallace then asked Senator Rubio, this stupid question about experience in office. Could you please address Governor Bush across the stage and explain to him why you, someone who's never held executive office, as if a senator is so lesser of a status than a governor that you can't run the company? I mean, was Obama ever a governor before? Did they ever ask that question there? Then Brett Baier goes, hands Governor Bush the golden chance to promote himself as his own man, talking about.
And that's the whole reason I say his lackluster response to that. He could have hit that out of the park, though.
Well, I'm not so sure. You have to really low-key that. You can't make that, turn that into a big push. You have to, and he did. He said, you know, I appreciate what my father's done, my brother's done, et cetera, and said, you know, but I am my own man. He had all those statements about heart and soul, but those end up being, you know, he took the ball. And
what you could have done is used it for a few campaign headliners that you could have used that could have promoted what you'd do to restore the country. If you created a couple of good headliners that could have kind of changed the debate in terms of phrases and promoted your campaign, you could have, instead of taking the focus directly on you and looking foolish for doing so, you could have turned it into your campaign slogans and phrases and possibly turned it around on them, though, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's always possible. I mean, you have to gain traction in these debates by taking the ball in a different direction from where they're trying to manipulate where you're.
And I think that's exactly what Trump did with his phrase about, look, this political correctness stuff has got to go. We got to change America. America needs brains. America needs. I mean, he basically did that with a lot of headliners, didn't he?
He did. He did. And he was very. And I'm not so sure. You know, I don't read. He doesn't read prepared scripts. This guy is really good in off-the-wall one-liners. I mean, he's obviously, you know, thought about all these things, and it comes right off the hip. And, I mean, it's just like his interplay with Megyn Kelly. You know, you've called women, you don't like fat pigs, and then he says only Rosie O'Donnell. And for the record, well, it's beyond Rosie O'Donnell. Yes, I'm sure it was. I mean, he's got that honesty response instead of continuing to deny when he gets caught. He says, yes, I'm sure it was, and then she moves on. Does it make you intemperate, et cetera? And, you know, he throws it right back, and I've got a challenge. I've been challenged by so many people, I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. I think he actually had a pretty good response.
Well, and then later after that, he even said, listen, a lot of what I say because I say it. It's fun. We have a good time. And that Rosie O'Donnell comment was along that line as well, just saying, you know what, we're just having fun with this. Come on, don't take me so seriously. I think there's value to that, too, and that's kind of why I say that somebody that's good in the media and stuff like that can turn it around on them and surprise them. I think that's kind of one element they haven't really counted on. But when we talk about these debates being manipulated, though, it's interesting to me. Fox had this locked down to where it was almost even hard to see unless you subscribe to Fox in some way, huh?
Well, that's right. They wanted to make sure you tuned into Fox. Nobody was able to carry the debate at all. But, you know, the other question Chris Wallace asked set Rand Paul directly against Ted Cruz. You know, they wanted to make them look bad. Senator Cruz, your colleague, Senator Paul, right there next to you, and a few months ago agrees with you on a number of issues, but says you have nothing to grow the party. Of course, he was appealing to Rand Paul's call to appeal to Hispanics and blue-collar types, which won't work. And, of course, that's what the mainstream wants to promote. That's the compromise that Rand Paul has unwisely gotten into, and they wanted to focus on that. Cruz came back very well to this day. How can you win when you're such a divisive figure? Question. I believe American people are looking for someone to speak the truth. Applause. If they're looking for someone to go along in Washington, then I'm not your guy, you know. And so he did very well in that question. But it shows that the media was trying to not ask a direct question on a political issue that was subject to debate and then ask, what's your opinion on that, Rand Paul? How would you differ from that opinion? They were attacking individuals in this. And
I also think they did their very best to ask the candidates they wanted the given real questions about foreign policy, etc., but they intentionally left Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and some of the others out of those critical questions right when it got to them for the critical question. They would ask a different question, totally unrelated, so that they couldn't hit it out of the park with a complete direct response.
That, and they knew what their positions were. They knew that they would be popular in certain aspects, and they denied them the opportunity. And then how they treated Kasich. They knew about his accommodating beforehand about gays in Ohio. And having seen him encourage Ohioans to accept the Supreme Court decision overturning gay marriage the ban nationwide, then Kasich even went out of his way to attend a gay wedding afterwards, which borders on pandering, despite his claims of disapproval for gay marriage. Now the media went utterly gaga over his answer about how he loves gays based upon his flawed theological doctrine that claims that God's love is unconditional. We hear that a lot nowadays, and it's wrong doctrine. And I took time in the brief to explain, about God's outstretched arm of charity-type love, calling for people to repent and come unto him. That's somewhat unconditional. But as personal, ye are my friends, love, if ye do what I command, is conditional upon righteous behavior and purity of intent. But we hear so much of this unconditional love garbage in the world of Christianity today.
And it's a perversion of true Christian doctrine. Just because we may believe that we're all God's children, that doesn't mean that we endorse these policies or somehow we're fine with this ideology. That's where the lie comes in, right?
Yeah, that's right. And just because, people are figuratively God's children, Satan included, it doesn't mean that God loves Satan. And I've asked people that, and they say, oh, yeah, sure he loves him. I said, that's impossible. God cannot love that which is evil. He cannot love that which is evil. Could have an outstretched arm calling them to repentance, which may mean a jail sentence. It may mean discipline. It may mean the millstone around the neck, as he talked about. He called, the Pharisees and Sadducees, ye vipers, ye hypocrites, ye whited sepulchres. Those were curse words in the Jewish time. Those were not loving statements.
However, there are statements of reality about good versus evil in the real war we find ourselves in, huh?
But they were not loving statements in terms of this personal feeling of attraction to you, God being a perfect individual, can only be attracted to truth and goodness. You can have an outstretched arm calling for people to improve as a measure of compassion, but he cannot love it except for the good portions that are inside people. People need to understand.
All right. Now, the last thing that I noticed about the debates that I found fascinating was they gave a lot more time to their favorites, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why Ben Carson said, oh, you're finally going to let me speak again. They know how to, let people have the microphone when they want to promote them.
I think they gave Rand Paul the least amount of time, didn't they?
Yep, they absolutely did. And that's why they made him look strident and having to, blurt out certain types of things in order to get any airtime. And that doesn't help you look presidential. So Rand Paul didn't do well, and Rand Paul has many other campaign problems. He's had family problems. His wife is against him running for president. He's got a rebellious child who's had 3 DUI driving charges despite his Christian upbringing in the home. He's had a campaign problem with a campaign manager indicted. He's had campaign funding problems. Of course, you can't, a libertarian can't promise people benefits to get a lot of big...
Do you think Rand Paul is done after this?
Well, I don't think he's going to make it. Obviously they've tried to sideline him. He's one that is capable of stopping the...
All right, hold on. Quick pause. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, riding shotgun on the broadcast. So, you mentioned, Joel, that these aren't real debates at all. I concur 100%. Your headline is basically how they manipulate debates. How debates are manipulated is the headline of the story. And I think you're right, and you mentioned that they don't really bring up real issues. They bring up a lot of international issues where there's all kinds of room for interpretation or opinion. It's hard to kind of nail things down. But one of the biggest issues is really your next article in World Affairs Brief last week that I think really kind of tells the tale. We could have had a real knockdown, drag-out debate on this, but they didn't even hardly touch it. They mentioned it, but only in fleeting ways. Establishment working to save Planned Parenthood is your headline. Right now, we've seen all these videos come out. We finally realize, hey, this is a murder mill without question. It's very racist. They basically murder more black people than anybody. Planned Parenthood stealing tax dollars to get this done. It's a pro-death policy. It's being exposed. This could have been the debate of a lifetime, if you will, a pro-life at the very center of it all versus pro-death. And they intentionally manipulated that to where it wasn't even a real discussion.
That's right. You know, this is part of the, you know, the overall satanic portion of the globalist agenda is killing the unborn and corrupting morals. Having the abortion on demand available is very much a part of eliminating the consequences for immorality that occurs in society. So this is a very, very must-defend agenda. And as typical, both John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, rhino Republicans, that is, Republicans in name only, are responsible for structuring the type of, I mean, there's a tremendous groundswell of support for the notion that we've got to stop taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. And yet they put it into bills that are attached to other things that get them very difficult to pass, or else they put them up in a standalone thing where they allow the Democrats with a few liberal Republicans to undo the bill as they did in the Senate. And so what is left is that the Republicans who feel strongly about this are going to have to threaten to shut down the government. But Boehner and McConnell have already poisoned the waters about shutdown. The last time they shut down the government, they literally gave in without any concessions to Obama and simply admitted defeat. They never did expose the fact that Obama was selectively shutting down popular things in government in order to poison the waters for this maneuver. I mean, the Republicans just played into their hands on purpose. And so now putting that out as the last option for defunding Planned Parenthood is simply not going to work. It's a masterful political stroke.
All right. Now, you also bring up another international topic. They talk plenty about international issues, but not about this. Obama implementing cap and trade by edict. This is a huge topic they could have really drilled into, huh?
That's right, and they don't want, you know, these things really, really covered. I mean, it's just incredible how the EPA is so unpopular with taking control of water and the new carbon emissions. you know, they're implementing this, even though very people are skeptical of global warming. And the carbon image thing is just being pushed right down our throats. And so, of course, Obama is putting up cap and trade by edict in the coal-fired power plants, requiring to cut a whopping 32% of carbon emissions. I mean, you can imagine burning coal and cutting carbon emissions 32%. This will kill coal power in the U.S. and cause dramatic increases in the cost of electrical power generation.
Well, because the other options aren't even really stable or viable.
Well, it's not that the options aren't stable. I mean, you know, natural gas, you know, has less carbon than burning coal. But the point is that coal power is mostly all in the eastern states. And so it's going to hit the poor, you know, the Democratic constituents in West Virginia, not only because of lack of jobs.
Yeah, well, the alternative energy, the conversion to gas, the shutting down coal power plants too early, it's way expensive. The wind and the solar and these things aren't viable because they're not stable enough and they're incredibly expensive. Without government subsidies, the fact is none of those are even viable options in the short term, not even maybe.
That's right. Absolutely. They're approximately, and if you look at all things, almost 10 times more expensive than coal and natural gas.
And the only reason people believe they're even reasonable options is because there's so much government subsidies that it hides the true reality. All right, another international topic before the end of the hour. There's two stories I want to get to, and I'm sorry I'm going so fast. There's just so much to cover in your brief this time. Wow. WorldAffairsBrief.com, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copies today. Russian electronic warfare now superior to U.S. militaries. That's a very telling thing and should have certainly been hit on the debate, especially if we're going to talk about international topics, right?
That's right. And, you know, and that goes back to these wars of intervention and why Russia did not defend Iraq, why they won't defend Iran when it's finally attacked after this nuclear deal goes down. You know, they want to eavesdrop on U.S. military power as they're doing attacks because the U.S. uses all of their radar jamming techniques, and they want to, you know, trace the missile signatures and everything the U.S. uses, and they have been tracing it, and they've been building countermeasures to that. And now even the U.S. realizes the Russians would be a formidable enemy to go up against because they can jam everything from cruise missiles to all of our radars and our fighters coming in. It's going to be a real Donnybrook when you finally go up it's incredible. You look at almost all their aircraft are direct copies of the United States. Even the space shuttle was copied.
Well, we sent the technology to them, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, we allow them to spy. Some of the things we send over to them in the name of space, joint space activities and things. But we have been building the best many enemies that money can buy.
Well, and the windows are getting narrower and narrower to where closer to the end of the decade, as you say, and they'll probably bring war into the mix, whether it'll be on their timetable or not, time will tell. Nevertheless, it's happening. But on the home front, ladies and gentlemen, and this is another privacy issue, if Rand Paul and Chris Christie are going to go at it over privacy and over the spying on the American people, well, Microsoft just jumped into the fray to the umpth degree with Windows 10. And shouldn't that have been drilled into a little bit? I mean, anybody with a brain could have said that's a hot topic.
Yeah, it really should. You know, the fact that when you they're giving away Windows 10 now as a free upgrade to people to get people into it, and as the default mode when you install Windows 10, you have this automatic file sharing going on. I mean, this is a big no-no in computer security, that you have automatically reads your Facebook accounts and your Twitter accounts and anyone that you have sharing with on that. It automatically starts to share your network settings, even though it sends it coded to another computer that has Windows 10. A person who is on your Facebook account as a friend will be able, if he drives up next to your house, be able to automatically log into your network settings and log into your computer unless you take efforts to stop that default selection. I mean, this is, and of course, you know that the government is going to use these things too to eavesdrop on people.
And most people have no idea how to stop it, even if they wanted to, though. They don't realize it's a problem. And number two, they couldn't even get the changes done if they needed to, right?
Well, you know, it's not that difficult if you know what you're doing, but most people just are not computer savvy. They wouldn't have the least way to start this process of undoing what they've done. So, it's going to happen, and that's why we're recommending you just don't upgrade to Windows 10. Just protest this.
Well, there you go. It's going to be pretty hard to protest for folks when it's free and when hardware starts to get old and people get spyware and people don't know what to do. And it's a tough road to hoe, but it's an assault of national security proportions, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And it's part of the total surveillance society, and Microsoft is, just like Google, is in bed with government on this stuff.
All right. Any last thoughts? Anything else you want to point out? There's a lot of stuff trending towards war, too, huh?
On China, though, and building for the Blue Water Navy, and how it's really building fast as a worldwide competitor to the U.S. Navy is an important story. People can get a free sample look at this brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I recommend they read this story on the China threat. Both Russia and China are building for war with the West. It's probably not going to happen before the beginning of the next decade when their major weapon systems are coming online, but I can guarantee people it's coming someday. You need more than food storage. You need more than water storage. You're going to have to prepare for a nuclear war.
And ladies and gentlemen, understand that, you know what, I know everybody thinks they're going to ruin the economy in October and November and that, hey, it's just going to, Jade Helm 15 is going to go militant and it's going to be martial law and they're going to basically shut down the economy. I don't believe any of it's true, Joel.
No, and neither do I, and I've covered that in the World Affairs Brief. This stuff is bogus. They're hyping it up to get people who believe in false conspiracies discredited so they won't see the real conspiracy coming up in the future, like this war agenda, which will finally get us into a global new world order.
Joel, thank you so much, my friend.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
WorldAffairsBrief.com, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen. Incredible commentary on a troubled world. And, you know, whether you agree with Joel on every point or not, he calls it as he sees it. He lays out very cogent arguments for his understanding and his worldview. And he says just that. Hey, it's my worldview in a troubled world. And it's full of solutions and tips to help you prepare and to help you get ready for what's coming. But there's no alarmism, if that's a word. There's no meltdown. Oh, my gosh, everything's going melting down tomorrow. It's very logical, very laid out, very, in my opinion, well thought out. Check it out. Let it be part of your educational opportunity today. WorldAffairsBrief.com. You can get a free sample editor at WorldAffairsBrief.com or just pay for it and sign up. Comes out every week. Better than a newspaper. Cogent topics. Well-researched. I read World Affairs Brief and highly recommend it to you as well. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Hey, you want to turn your phone into a radio? Anywhere, anytime, any phone? Dial 712-432-5339. 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate today. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.